Hello, Awe Islanders. Thanks for listening today. Have you checked out our website recently? We have all the latest episodes, video versions of selected episodes, fun activities for kids, and a listening buddy gallery. We love seeing your drawings of your listening buddies, so please send them to us and we can feature them on our website. You can find us at awayisland.com. That's awayisland.com.
Are you a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon? You'll get an extra new episode every week and your favorites available on demand. We have 3 levels, so you're sure to find the amount of support you're comfortable with and the content you'd like to receive. Thank you so much for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's take 3 deep dragon breaths and relax. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today you are going to think about how your body feels resting on Earth. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your earthy spot? It is a warm and cozy beach. The sun is shining on the sand, causing each grain to sparkle. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about your feet as you push your toes into the sand. Focus on how your feet feel. Are they warm and cozy? Does the warm sand tickle the bottom of your feet? Do you feel the soft grains slide in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet? Let the sand hug your feet and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? You feel a comforting squeeze from the kind earth. Sand surrounds and hugs your legs tight. The warmth of the beach draws you into deeper relaxation. Focus on your back. How does it feel? The soft beach supports you and gives you a big teddy bear hug. Relax down into the sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open, with your fingers spread out, allowing the grains of sand to fall between them. Your hands relax as they settle into the safe, warm sand. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Your arms slowly soften, surrounded by the warm and gentle sand. Focus on your shoulders. Let them relax into the warm sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The beach holds your shoulders gently and gives you a nice, cozy hug. Focus on your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sand support your head like a pillow as you lie back on the cozy beach. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sand gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Warm sand supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the earth hug you tightly. As you continue to relax in the cozy, warm sand, let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story.
Let's be calm on Aue Island. Our story today is Happy Harvest. Sunshine flowed through any opening it could find, excited to wake everyone up for the day. It found a nice spot, right between the drapes in Allie's bedroom. The sunlight slowly spilled into the room until Allie's eyes fluttered open. Allie smiled and stretched. Thank you for waking me up, son. It's going to be a great day. Allie took a deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoying the refreshing morning air. She hopped right out of bed and got dressed in her favorite shirt and pants. Allie heard a little bit of clatter from the kitchen and rubbed her tummy. It was time to make breakfast. Allie hurried to the kitchen to help her dad and mom. She knew just what to do. Allie got dishes, silverware, and napkins out,
placing one of each on the table in front of each chair. "The table is set," Allie announced. "Thank you, Allie," her dad said with a smile. "Would you pour us some water?" Allie nodded and got 3 glasses. She took the pitcher of water and concentrated as she slowly tipped it towards the first glass. The water flowed out slowly at first. Then all of a sudden, it rushed forward into the glass, splashing up and spilling a little on the table. "Oh no, I spilled some water," Allie said. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. And began to feel a bit better. Then Mom came over with a towel and reassured her. "It's okay, Allie. Let's clean it up." Allie took the towel and mopped up the little spill. She smiled and said, "It's like it never happened." Allie finished pouring the drinks just in time for her dad to put breakfast on the table. As they all sat down to eat, Allie asked, "Can I go to the park today? I want to check on our garden. Everyone is talking about how many vegetables are growing." "That sounds like fun to me. After we finish all our chores, we can go," her mom said. Allie wanted to finish her breakfast quickly so she could finish her chores quickly. Then they could go to the park. But instead, she enjoyed the breakfast her parents had made and then helped clean up. Then Allie got right to her chores, and soon she and her mom and dad were all done. "Ready to go to the park?" Allie's mom asked. "Yes," Allie shouted. Allie, her mom, and dad headed out the door and began their walk to the park. Allie spotted the garden right away and said, "Look, it's grown so much." She brought her parents over to see. Dad looked at the garden, filled with a rainbow of vegetables and fruit, and said, "Wow, you really do have quite the harvest here." Honora popped out from behind the corn stalks. "You should bring some home." "Hi, Honora," Allie said, as her parents picked a couple of tomatoes and cucumbers. "I can't believe how big everything got, can you?" "It must be all the love we shared with the plants," Honora responded. Allie's parents said, "Well, it shows. This is a beautiful garden." Then to Allie they said, "We're going to sit over by the oak trees if you need anything." "Okay," Allie said, waving to them. Then she turned back to Honora. "How are we going to share all of this food?" Honora brought Allie around the garden to show her Ian's display. "Ian made this for people to take and share vegetables. And this basket for the animals." Chelsea the chipmunk squeaked to the 2 excited girls as she picked a sugar snap pea out of the basket. "If we can hear the animals talking," said Allie, grinning ear to ear. "Dragon must be nearby," Honora finished her thought. They looked up, and sure enough, Dragon stepped out of the forest and walked over to the garden. "Hi, Dragon," they shouted in unison. Dragon smiled with eyes opened wide, surprised to see there was still so much food in the garden. "I know. There's a lot of vegetables here," Honora said. "I thought Ian's idea would work, but every day there's more vegetables ripening, and the stand is just not emptying fast enough." "I wonder what we should do," Allie pondered. "Do you have any ideas, Dragon?" Dragon sat down and began to think. How could they share these delicious vegetables with as many people and animals as possible? Allie and Honora sat down next to Dragon, and Chelsea scampered over to join them. We could make signs that point to the garden and welcome people to share our vegetables and fruits, Allie suggested. Honora, the little chipmunk, and Dragon nodded. That could work, Honora said. Then she asked, what else could we do? Chelsea let out a little giggle and said, I just imagined a little train rolling through the forest with vegetables in each car. Wouldn't that be a fun way to share all this food? Allie, Honora, and Dragon joined the little chipmunk in laughing. That would be fun, Allie said. What could we get that could carry a lot of fruits and vegetables and drive wherever we needed it to go? Dragon sat up and smiled widely. I think Dragon has an idea, Honora said. Dragon nodded, eyes wide with excitement. Dragon took a deep dragon breath in and out. Fire flowed out of Dragon's mouth, showing the group meeting at the garden. Do you want us to meet you here tomorrow? Allie asked. Dragon smiled and nodded. Then Dragon took another deep dragon breath, in and out. This time, the fire flowed out, flickering into a tractor hauling a wagon. Allie looked at her friends and said, that should work. We'll see you tomorrow, Dragon. With that, Dragon hurried off into the forest once more. Chelsea waved goodbye as she scurried off to her home. Allie and Honora picked a few more vegetables, and then it was time for them to go home. As her parents came back over to the garden, Allie explained to them that she needed to meet with Honora to help share the garden vegetables with people who need them. Allie's parents thought that sounded like a good idea and agreed to come back tomorrow. See you tomorrow, Honora said. I can't wait, Allie replied. She hummed happily the whole way home. Allie enjoyed the rest of the day with her mom and dad. Later, after they cleaned up from dinner, Allie stretched. She was feeling a little tired after her busy day. Allie yawned and got ready for bed. She nestled into her fluffy pillow, feeling cozy and warm, and thought of all she had to be grateful for. Allie felt grateful for the fun day with her mom and dad. She felt happy to have met Honora, Dragon, and the little chipmunk at the beautiful garden. Most of all, Allie felt thankful and excited at the thought of sharing the fruits and vegetables with all the people who needed them. Allie closed her eyes, gave herself a big hug, and then relaxed, wishing everyone a peaceful night. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Allie took another deep dragon breath, calming her body in and out. She smiled. Then she took one more deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted, and Allie fell asleep, imagining the wonderful idea Dragon would share tomorrow. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.